Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Think for a moment what God has done for all of us. He sent His Son to die for our sins, my sins, the sins of the whole world, and today Jesus lives as our great High Priest, enabling us to communicate with God the Father. And this is indeed God's mercy, His grace. And in view of this mercy, how should we live? Paul answers this question succinctly in Romans 12:1-2. Listen carefully.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
Well, from this point forward, in his letter to the Romans, Paul described God's will. And first of all, we're to humbly serve one another within the body of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, "For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he should think." You see, there's no place for prideful actions and attitudes among believers. We're all saved by grace apart from our human effort. And consequently, we're to use our gifts and abilities, whatever they may be, to build up one another. Just as no individual part of our physical body can function in isolation, so no individual member of the body of Christ can function in isolation. So let's remember this principle to live by. To live in God's will, we're to humbly serve one another within the body of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.